the thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse. But
can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode. Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go, don't!
It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3. KTAR.
Welcome. I'm all out of energy already.
We're going to have to call it a day.
We can't call it a day. We got 2 hours. We got 2 hours to talk about technology, to talk about computers, to talk about whatever kinds of things are frustrating or overjoying those with technology on the mind or on the hand or on the brain or wherever technology happens to intertwine with your life. It is the Computer Corner. We are the data doctors. Well, mostly we are the data doctors. Dos data doctors du jour. Robert de Erizio in front of me to my left. Brandon Disney, the guy actually talking at the moment. And that's got to come to an end soon. And to my right, Louis Georges with Mac Media. Sort of an honorary data doctor, but just of the evil type.
I actually showed up today.
I was impressed.
You know, I drive 90 on the highway.
I don't think you should talk about that on the air. You're talking about when you're playing video games, right?
That's exactly it.
Right. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Right. So in case you're new around here, we've been doing the show for about 13 years, plus or minus a year or so. I mean, who's counting when you get past a decade, right? We talk about technology. We talk about computers. We help you with questions, problems, issues, things that are happening in your life. We talk usually about something that is either topical in the news, in the media, or something that interests us or something that interests you. Always on the lookout for show ideas, and you're welcome to submit those. And we have a theme each and every week. This week, we're talking a little bit about the ins and outs of home theater PCs, and you're thinking to yourself, well, why do I care about having my computer hooked up to my TV or my sound system? After today's show, if you've never thought about it, we may have you think a little differently. If you've already gone down that path, maybe tried it in the past, it wasn't for you. Maybe there's some new things that have developed that we can talk about that might change your mind. And for those of you who have never even heard about the fact that you can do this, we'll talk about how easy it is to get moving in that direction if that's what you want to do. There's some cool things you can do along the lines of what you can get out of a DVR these days. And most everybody now is familiar with, and many, many people have, a DVR, a digital video recorder, or sometimes called a PVR, personal video recorder. That world was sort of started by the folks over at TiVo. So that's the name you'll hear thrown about quite a bit. In fact, there's a sticker on the window right there. It says TiVo. Don't even know why that's there, but those guys, I don't know if they were the original, but they were the original ones to sort of hit mainstream. I have had TiVos in my household since probably the year or so after TiVo was out there and commercially available. Had every series and every version that they've made, I believe, since the beginning of time. I currently have a couple of TiVo HDs in my house, and it's a pretty cool world. I had TiVo before people knew what TiVo was, for most of my friends. And they'd come over, and I remember when I brought it home for the first time, my wife said, what are you doing? What are you hooking up to the TV? It looks complicated. Looks like lots of buttons. New remote. Don't want to learn it. I said, just trust me on this. I've seen this thing. It is going to change your world. And she went, no way. And my wife's not a tech kind of person. She doesn't like that kind of stuff. She didn't want something that was complicated. And she was fairly against it. And I said, tell you what. Give it a week. Let's plug it in. It's look at this remote. It's tiny. It looks like a peanut. No big deal, right? You're going to take the other remote, set it aside. You're going to use this thing. And trust me when I tell you, within a week, you won't want me to take it away. And she said, all right, but in a week, it's going to be out of here. Fine. Needless to say, at the end of the week, it didn't go. And it hasn't gone, and we've upgraded as time went, with size first, and then with the HD revolution with the quality and quantity. We had to get a second one for in the bedroom, because sometimes you recorded something in the one room, but you want to watch it in the other, and TiVo has something cool where they can talk to each other and you can share the programs across them. And now the all the local cable companies, whether it's Cox or Comcast or AT&T or wherever you're watching, whatever part of the country, they all have their own DVR now. And some of them are even actually partnering up and pairing up with TiVo to do that. But what a lot of people don't know is that you can take your PC and turn it into a very similar kind of device. And for many people, they already have most everything required to do it on their computer right now. There's a lot of people that do and don't know it. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, if that's something you're interested in. Of course, your question, your issue, your concern, if you have one, need not be about that. If you want to talk, if you want help, you want advice, you can give us a call at 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. We throw the 277-KTAR part out so that you can remember it easily and dial up early because, as you know, if you've listened to the show at all, those lines usually do book up quickly, and then it's when somebody drops out after we answer their question, it's time for you to dial in. So commit that number to memory, 277-5827, and jump on when you hear us answer somebody else's question. We've got resources posted for you online if you want to get a little jump start on what we're talking about. The theme, home theater PCs, datadoctors.com/radio. It's datadoctors.com. If you can't figure out the slash part, you click where it says radio show, and there we have links for you to give us feedback by asking a question or making suggestions. We would love for you to make suggestions about future topics, things that you want to talk about, things you want to hear about, things you want us to cover. We'll take whatever you got there. And we've also got links to click and participate in the blog and all kinds of cool stuff. And, of course, the audio archives of this show and all past shows are available for you all there as well. So all kinds of resources. Again, it's datadoctors.com/radio. Now, the home theater PC, some people aren't familiar with that particular word or phrase or topic or whatever the case is. Media center may be something you've heard of instead. We're talking about mostly one and the same. But we talked a little bit about that you can take your live TV and pause it and record it and those things. You can also take all your pictures that you have and watch them on your TV. You can take your music that you have and listen to it on your stereo. All kinds of different things. And there's actually lots of content online now that you can download, whether it be TV programs, whether it be movies. You can rent them from places like Amazon or Netflix or these places and watch them on your TV. So the idea of taking your computer and your TV and combining them, been around for a while, but it's becoming a lot more popular and a lot more practical. And most modern operating systems now from Windows have those features and functions built in as long as you're getting the correct versions. For example, Windows Vista or the soon-to-launch October, Windows 7 has Media Center built in the Home Premium and the Ultimate Editions, which are the ones that most folks are going to have in their homes. So, like I said, you've already got most of what you need probably already in your PC if you've got a PC that's built in the last couple of years. And if not, it doesn't take a lot to add that on. So that's sort of the topic of the day. Again, we got one line open currently, 602-277-5827. If you've got a question you want to jump on, now's the time to do that. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, your calls and your questions right here on the Computer Corner. Stick around. Home theater PC. Watch your stuff, listen to your stuff, see your stuff, interact with your stuff, all from the comfort of the lazy boy.
So you're so connected that you have a TiVo to the left of you.
Yeah, I noticed that. You guys, is that what you were pointing out when I was...
I was pointing over it and the little dancing television set there.
The dancing television set. It's the little TV-looking guy with antennae.
Antennae.
And even though we don't
do we need antennae anymore?
Yeah. No, the little... You know what's funny is TiVo started as this little sort of tiny, weird company, and it's turned into this huge behemoth, but they still kept the original sort of cartoonish logo. And I think that's kind of cool. When the big company didn't get so big and full of itself that it thought that it had to upgrade its image. It decided just to stick with what was working, and it's cool.
So you're thinking like when Apple went from the rainbow logo to the Chrome Apple?
Yeah, but they still at the core of everything have the Apple, right? It's still the same. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They just took and shined it up a little. Well, that's cool. I mean, if they wanted to shine up the TiVo little dude a little, but if they went and took away his little antennae and took his feet off and uncartooned him to pro him up, not so big fan of that.
Wouldn't be the same.
I don't know why we're talking about that tangent. So I'm going to warn you. I was up late. No, I was up early for lots of reasons that take a lot of explanation to go into. I didn't get to bed till after 3 this morning, and then I was up at, I think, 5:45. Yeah, so.
So you're going to do a lot after the show.
No, I got lots of stuff to do after the show, so actually, I'll just burn right through it.
Yeah, record it.
Yeah, a couple 36-hour sessions, and look at me, I'm falling apart. So anyway, if I sound like I'm rambling, that's sort of by accident.
Should have picked up some of that Mountain Dew Game Fuel. Has extra caffeine.
Game Fuel?
Game Fuel's out.
Yeah. I don't even know. Is that worse than Code Red or better than?
Depending? It's actually got more caffeine than Red Bull. It's just that 120 ounce.
Perfect. I like to shake when I'm on the air. I like heart palpitations.
Yeah, when Dr. Sam comes in, I need him to throw some paddles on me and say, clear. Heart palpitations. Yeah, Pete's pointing on this side of the glass. He's going, yeah, Lewis is crazy. Loco, they call
Pete,
him.
Pete, I don't even drink caffeine, all right?
He was being nuts. Should we do a radio show? What do you think? Talk to people, answer questions. You're here regardless, right? I think Pete actually likes it when we talk to him, like we're actually speaking to him, but he's silent. It's like talking to a mime.
He's like Silent Bob.
Right. This is perfect. Let's take some calls. Let's see if we can talk to people, figure out what's up with them, and see if we can help people out, right? Let's hook them up with knowledge and skills, like Nathan, who's up first here on the Computer Corner. Nathan, welcome. Nathan?
Yes.
Hey, welcome. It's live radio.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
We found you.
I was saying, stuck in traffic there for a second, but my question is...
Oh, yeah. By the way, wait, tell everybody where you're stuck in traffic so they can avoid the place you're at.
That was right there at I-17 and the 10 where they meet.
All right.
There was an accident. It was
and
packed out.
If they listen in just a few minutes, we'll do a traffic report here on KTAR, and they'll find out all the places because there's a lot of them this weekend, and you don't want to be stuck like Nathan. But, yeah. Nathan, let's help out with not your traffic situation, but whatever your computer situation is.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry to deviate from the computer situation necessarily, but I would like to know what the best way is to download a clip off my Cox DVR. I want to save something that, you know, like my son was on TV, and I wanted to save it. I wonder how I could do that.
So that's actually a great question. A lot of people have that question. If you have a TiVo brand kind of DVR... They have software you can put on your PC, and it's real easy to do, but with the Cox or Comcast or most of the other guys, they don't have a simple way to do that. And the funny part of how you have to do this is you have to pretend like that's an old VCR. And
yep.
if you want to put it on your computer, that means you have to get a video/audio capture card, or you need some way to input video, and you're going to actually take that DVR and hook it up to the PC, right? So the video in... On your PC, and with that you'll start the recording software, and you'll have to play it in real time and transfer it off just like you're playing it back from an old school VCR or camcorder and record.
Right. I know that on the selections list it says, you know, copy to VCR, and that you use that option, right?
I'm sorry?
It says copy to VCR if you want to copy it on the DVR.
Yeah, you can use that option. I mean, at the end of the day, all you have to do is play it. And that copy to VCR option that they have in there, what that was designed to do is there would be some special cable that they would have coming out of the back of the DVR that would send the VCR infrared code commands to start its recording process. I mean, at the end of the day, you just need to start playing on it while you are already recording on your computer. So... However you want to make that happen, if you want to use that copy to VCR function or whatever, but it's a very low-tech way, and unfortunately, that's the only way you can do that with those DVRs. All those special ports and things they have on the back of them, can't use them.
That's what I was afraid of. Hey, well, thank you very much.
You bet. Hey, thanks for the call. Good luck with that, and if somebody out there thinks I might be nuts or I'm wrong about that, hey, I'd love to be corrected on that. I'd love to be corrected on just about anything at this point, right? We got a full hour and a half of show to go. We're going to talk about home theater PCs, media, whatever it is you want to talk about. 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner. We are the Data Doctors and the Mac Media Guy. We'll be back right after the news and traffic. Listen to it. I kind of like that. What is that, Pete? Is that new? It's new stuff. Somebody's been cooking up new good stuff. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. Talking about technology, listening to some grooves. I'm talking about home theater PCs, how you can hook up, watch up, listen up, lick up, whatever you got to do. If it involves the TV, the home stereo, the PC, any combination thereof, that's an HTPC, baby. That's what we're talking about. We've got resources posted for you, datadoctors.com/radio. Of course, we are here for you, whether your question, issue, consternation involves that or something else. Whatever it is, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. Either you guys do the home theater PC thing. You got computers hooked up to TVs in your house, Lewis?
To what level?
To a level.
To what level?
Okay. Do you have a computer hooked up to a television in your home?
Not a normal computer.
You can't give me a yes or no. Come on, man. Not a normal computer.
Just a box.
What's this box? Is it the evil Apple TV?
I got the Apple TVs. I got the...
That's like a DVR, but it's a specialty computer. It's
I got the Roku Netflix player.
Whoa, Roku, who, why, Haiku? Haiku, that's a kind of poetry,
Haiku,
right?
Haiku, exactly.
What's a Roku Netflix? What is that?
It's a little box, plugs into your television. I have it plugged in HDMI. It's got it has built-in wireless.
Yeah.
So it automatically connects to the internet, and then it hooks up to a Netflix website. So all their on-demand stuff is available instantly.
So how much approximately you buy this box for?
Box is $100.
$100 for the box, all right. And then you have a monthly subscription to the guys over at the Flicks?
Yeah, I think the minimal Netflix account's about $6 or $7 a month.
Whatever it is, you can go on their site and check it out. I don't want to do a commercial for those guys. But the idea here is that you have a box, right, that you buy, you plug in. This box, for all intents and purposes, is a computer, but we're going to call it an appliance because it's a specific purposed computer.
Sure.
You're not going to surf the web and do other things with it. And this box allows you to do the Netflix thing without having to do the mail thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is everything they have on there available, or is it only limited stuff?
It's limited. It depends on the contract with whatever record or movie company.
Movie company. Yeah. Is it on a scale of 1 to insanely awesome? Is it, you know,
it's a
4, a 26? Where are we at? We'll top
I give
it out
a,
of 10.
I give it a 6.
So it's like, you can take it or leave it. You wouldn't die if somebody took it away from you tomorrow.
No, it's a lot more on the like documentary side or, you know, some of the older movies. New stuff that comes out, you know, stuff from like Stars, for example, is available instantly.
Right.
But again, it depends on their contracts.
Gotcha. So not like probably like my TiVo in my house, I took it away. People wouldn't be happy. It's not quite a necessity, but it's pretty ingrained in what we do and things, especially with kids. And, you know, we have it recording all this kids stuff.
No, the Apple TV, you couldn't pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
Apple TV must have, but this thing, take it or leave it. You prefer to leave it, but...
I use it a little. But I use the Netflix service regardless because you don't necessarily have to just do only the on-demand stuff. Whereas you can still get your discs in the mail.
All right. How about you, Robert? You have computers, TVs, any of this junk plugged in?
Well, I do got a computer hooked up to my TV. VGA port came with my TV, so I figured, what the heck?
Use any media center stuff, or you just use it as a huge monitor?
Just use it as a huge monitor. I can stream my TV shows on like NBC.com or whatnot.
There's a friend of mine that I wanted to try to have come down, but he's stuck with watching kids and other madness that happens on weekends. He is a home theater PC crazy man. This guy, check out what he's done. He likes all kinds of mainstream television shows, and he no longer pays for a monthly bill to the cable guys or the satellite guys. He has a home theater PC. It's hooked up in his, you know, in his family room, and he's got it set up with some kind of crazy software that I'm sure is half illegal that goes and finds the shows that he likes and mainstream shows that, you know, you and I watch, and he has the shows within an hour or two of them airing on TV. Because they air always on the East Coast first, and then somebody's already taken them and compressed them and put them online, and you know but he's got these shows already commercial free. The commercial's been cut, everything, and he has them within an hour or two of them airing live. Pretty much anything he wants, and he doesn't have to go and find them. He finds them one time and sort of subscribes to them just like you would, like in your DVR now, right? And they just, when new ones come, they show up in this little cool interface, and he does his thing, and it's pretty killer.
Yeah, I've seen that on the Mac platform as well. It just auto searches for the stuff.
It does it multiple ways.
It'll search torrents. Yep. It'll also search for the rental areas. It'll search to purchase as well. It searches in like four or five different ways. Both, at least the application that I've seen.
I mean, what he's doing right now would take someone with some pretty serious skills and time and things to set up. And to keep going and maintain, so I don't necessarily recommend it for the average Joe out there. But what it tells me and what it shows me is that it's probably not that far off that television, the way we watch it today, is just really not going to be. I mean, it's already sort of halfway not the way it was with the DVR, that we can skip commercials and we can time shift and watch when we want to watch and not watch on their schedule and all those kinds of things. But I think we're only probably halfway through the sort of revolution. And, if you've not taken just a few minutes to go over to Hulu, Hulu.com, you've seen those crazy commercials on TV and you're wondering, what is this? I don't even understand. Go there for a few minutes. Check out what's going on over at Hulu. And you're going to get an idea of where television and that kind of media in general is going. A lot of mainstream shows and things, they're there. You can watch them on demand with any decent modern computer and a high-speed connection, you're ready to rock and roll right now.
What do they say? Hulu, an ingenious plot to take over the world?
Yeah, something like that. And you don't really quite get what that is until you go there and you're like, huh, I don't know what that means still, but... And then you kind of think about it. That's deep. Maybe they're kind of half serious about that, I think. I don't know.
I'm sure it's in the business plan.
But this guy, this freak, his name is Mike, Yeah, I wish I could have him here because he knows all about this. Maybe I can dial him up maybe during the long break. We'll get him on like via our remote hotline or something like that. That'd be all right.
Sure.
In the meantime, let's jump back to the phones, help people, hook them up. Where are we at? Melanie. Melanie's up next. She wants to talk about, well, I don't really know. It says the topic. So, Melanie.
Hi. I have a 400-square-foot dwelling up in the mountains in Arizona that I'm using as an occasional summer place to get away from the heat.
400-square-foot?
Yeah.
Does that include the bathroom, the bedroom, the kitchen, the whole nine?
It does.
Wow, that's like master closet size, right? 400 square feet, is it bigger than that?
It's bigger than that.
All right. I'm
can get a double bed in the bedroom.
Wow. All right. So you've got your, we'll call it your summer cottage.
Yeah, pretty much. And it has speakers in the ceiling in the main living area and in the bedroom. And what I would like is if you could suggest a decent stereo system that I can use to listen to the radio and music CDs.
Any stereo ever manufactured anywhere on the planet? I mean, I'm half serious about that. If there's speakers and things already in the ceiling, assuming that all of the speaker wires that are then in the ceiling and in the walls all come back to a single point, which I'm guessing they do.
Right. That's yes.
So you could get anything from a boom box, for lack of a better term, right?
Okay.
To a really high-end home theater system, and anything in that range, anything in between, would do the job. I mean, going and buying a simple stereo receiver or surround sound receiver and a CD player, DVD player, whatever the case might be.
Okay.
You've got that, and that's sort of the middle of the road.
Okay.
If you want to save some bucks, there are some really mini sort of compact systems that they sell that are a receiver, which is the you know, that's the tuner part, right? It gets the AM, FM stations.
Okay.
And an amplifier to power speakers, because that's important here, and a CD player sort of all in one. And maybe it'll even have that old school cassette deck thing going on there. And probably have a jack somewhere to plug in your iPhone or your MP3 player, whatever it is you've got. So.
Yeah, because occasionally I'll probably bring my laptop up there. So that might be good to know. But, I get to the stores and I look around and I'm like, you know, I don't want to base my decision on price necessarily, but, you know, I don't know what to look for in the stereo, I guess, is what I'm saying.
If you really want to make sure that you're going to get somebody that's going to guide you in the right direction, don't go to those, you know, the big, huge box stores where, I mean, it's the same advice we give people about computers, right? These guys are salespeople. They don't really generally know a lot about the technology they're selling. They're selling washers and dryers one day and computers and home theater the next. And
exactly.
Go to a place that specializes in audio and sound only, in home theater only, and that kind of thing. Now, in your case, that's probably a lot of overkill for what you want to do, but you can at least get some pretty good ideas. And a lot of those kind of places, they have the high-end systems and the crazy stuff, but they generally have some sort of starter entry-level things as well, and then they'll have everything in between. And they can talk to you about your situation. And a lot of these guys are pretty decent, honest guys at these stores. And they'll say, you know what, all this is overkill for what you need. Here's what you need to do. Go down to this place, buy this thing, and you're going to love it. You'll be in great shape. So.
Okay, great. Thanks for the guidance.
You bet, Melanie. And hey, if you figure out something that's off the hook, as they say, you give us a call back and let us know for somebody else who has a 400-square-foot cottage summer home.
I will do that.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Melanie. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That frees up a line of 602-277-5827. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about some things in the news, some things that are happening. The new software update for iPhones. That's something that's near and dear to, I think, everybody in the room, because we all have that device now. And the new iPhone 3GS, is it something you have to have if you're an iPhone junkie? Do you need this new upgraded thing? We'll talk about those things, of course, your calls and questions as we roll on here on the Computer Corner, 602-277-5827. Stick around.
Three.
So users of the iPhone this past week were treated to a upgrade. If you're an iPhoney, it's free. You just got to plug your thing into your iTunes and let it go wild. On Wednesday, they released the new upgrade. And then Friday, for those that have to have the absolute latest, greatest craziness, the iPhone 3GS. We were just talking about that. So a compass and a little bit faster processor? Really?
And the S is for speed.
Speed, baby.
Well, two times faster than the previous
one. And the camera's a little better, right?
Well, you get video.
Yeah, you can capture video.
You can capture video.
Which a lot of people sort of know that you could do some things to your phone to make it capture video already, but you can do this now authorized.
And you get voice control.
Yeah, doesn't everybody already have the app, what's that thing called? There's two. You can get Lingo. It's a free app you can download right now. And it lets you do the equivalent of voice control. And there's also the Google thing on there where you can Google search with your voice.
True.
Both free. Both work pretty killer. So, you know, I don't see that as a huge... The compass, I don't even get... I mean, I guess it's kind of cool, but eh.
Well, I was hiking earlier in the week in the Grand Canyon.
Right.
And for some reason, AT&T had service at the bottom of the canyon.
That's nuts.
And I could use the compass.
You could have used the compass because you couldn't have figured out where north and west and south was. I mean, north and, well, east and west are the river, right? And where's the sun setting? I mean, come on. What are we going to do with this compass in a phone?
All I had to do was follow the trail.
I know. but is this just a because we can kind of thing? I don't know.
I think a lot of companies like to bundle shareware applications into their releases and make them sound exciting.
Yeah, a compass. Check out the compass. Anyway, the update seems pretty cool. The most killer part of the update, for those who haven't done it yet, you can search everything. There's a search in your email, a search in your calendar, a search for the whole dang phone.
If you swoop to the left, instead of the right.
Or push your home button twice.
Or to the right.
Right? You get up. You get in there.
Yeah, you get the whole search. And what about copy and paste?
Copy and paste is pretty killer. The other thing that's bugged me for a long time, you're reading an email on the iPhone. Everything else on the iPhone, you turn the iPhone sideways and, you know, it flips the view. But email didn't. Now it does. Same with text messaging. By the way, they're supposed to turn on the multimedia messaging, a.k.a. picture messages, in the U.S. for AT&T customers pretty soon. They've done it in other parts of the world for other carriers, but they're still waiting. AT&T has to do something technical.
That's a long time coming.
Yeah, so people are sort of amazed that that hasn't been there yet. But, you know, to be honest, I don't really care about that much.
But what about our internet tethering?
Internet tethering. Yeah, they're probably going to release that. It's built into the phone. That's just turned off right now. If you do a couple of Google searches, you can probably figure out how to turn it on quickly and easily. They're going to charge you at some point to add that feature to your phone or have you upgrade to a different package or who knows what. But
I've noticed a lot of people adding this feature to their phone already.
Yes.
It's kind of floating around on the internet.
Yes.
I'm not sure it's kosher with AT&T, but...
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have built the feature in there then, maybe. So, you know, I mean, whatever.
But it does work well.
Yes, it. I've heard from friends it works really well, so...
Now, Lewis, I have this old generation bulletproof iPhone, the first one that came out. Now, is this 3.0 capable?
The original iPhone?
Yeah, you can upgrade the 3.0 software. You don't get every feature and things that's available, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just like any software update. It just cripples certain things
that
the phone's not capable of doing.
And iPod Touch users can get it, too. There's a little bit of a cost for them to get it, but it's not much, so that's out there. For the phone people, definitely worth it. It's free, so that's worth it. And I would think even for the iPod Touch user, if you're really into it and use it a lot, the search and the copy and the paste, those are huge.
So to go back to the fee versus free,
yeah.
To justify the fact that it's free, it's because you're paying a subscription, monthly subscription fee, correct?
Right.
That's why you're getting it for free.
Right.
And the other one, since there's no monthly fees, you basically have to pay an upgrade price at that point.
Right. And I mean, right now, when you buy software, if you're in a business, you know this already. When you buy software, you pay an annual fee generally for support and upgrades, and then you're entitled to anything they make and produce. And right, and if you don't pay that fee, whether it's monthly or annual, then they come up with new releases and stuff. Well, you don't get that, and you don't get support other than maybe real generic email support and get on a forum, something like that. But that's fairly normal in the world, so not a big deal. It's a couple bucks. It's not much. It's kind of a cool update. It's out there. Check it out. We're talking about home theater PCs. I mean, not just now, but in general. We've got resources posted for you. datadoctors.com/radio. And we've got two lines open for you. 602-277-5827. More about hooking your PC up to your stereo, up to your TV, and all that stuff. Plus our Geek Speak of the Week when we come back. Stick around. Robert says so.
The thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse.
But can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode.
Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go,
dope! It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3, KTAR.
Welcome to hour number two. We're talking about home theater PCs. We're talking about technology. We're talking about computers. And we're doing it all with you. We want you to hook up with us. And here are the ways you can do so. First of all, the telephone line, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. You can also join us online at datadoctors.com/radio. Datadoctors.com. Click where it says radio show, and you'll be transported right to the pages where we have the resources about home theater PCs and places for you to ask questions, make suggestions, check out previous shows, listen to audio archives. There's lots there. Really a lot's there. And I said it in the first hour. I'm going to apologize. I'm on like a couple hours sleep. And I have my boy at this crazy dive meet this morning. One, his best buddy, who spent the night, he bonked his head on a diving board. And it was crazy.
Ouch.
Like this woman jumped in the pool all clothed and everything and got him out. And then it turns out he just like, yeah, that hurt, but I'm gonna just keep diving. He just kept doing his thing. So, hey, Zach, I hope you're feeling better, buddy. Anyway, with that, we'll jump to our Geek Speak of the Week. Each and every week, and I do mean each and every week, we scour the internet. We scour our brains. We go to the ends of the earth, the depths of the ocean, the infinite, never-ending depths of space. Actually, we take about 2 or 3 minutes and we figure out something we haven't done before. And then we find a phrase, some vernacular, an acronym, whatever it is, from the world of geekdom. We bottle it up and we publish it as our Geek Speak of the Week. And then we make somebody here in the studio tell you what it is. Pretty exciting. I know you can barely wait. With that, Robert D'Arezio, take it away.
All right. Well, today's Geek Speak of the Week is NeighborNet.
NeighborNet?
Would be a NeighborNet.
NeighborNet would be...
Wait, before you read what this is. See, I'm doing this on purpose. I purposely skip over reading this because I want to put myself in the position. NeighborNet. Pete, you got any ideas? NeighborNet. I mean, my kids, they're always out front of my neighbor's house playing like street hockey and stuff, and they have a net, but I'm thinking that doesn't really work with technology.
Is it a computer nanny of some sort?
Net Nanny. There was a program called Net Nanny. Cyber Nanny, Net Nanny. There was NeighborNet. It's not hockey, and it's not... It's got to be something with the network. Internet.
It might be something...
I got it. Lewis and I are neighbors. Not really, but let's pretend. Lewis and I are neighbors. That would be a coincidence, first of all, but let's pretend we're neighbors. My actual neighbor's name is Brian, okay? You have a brother named Brian.
I do.
So, Brian and I, maybe we decide, these crazy financial times that are going on, let's stick it to the man. In this case, the man is a cable company, right? Let's one of us cancel our high-speed internet and our cable service, all that junk, right? We don't need that. Let's cancel that stuff. And let's just take and take the cable that runs to my house, and we'll put one of those crazy little splitter connector deals, and we'll trench over to his house, and I'll run the cable over there, and I'll hook it up to his stuff, and he can then just siphon off of my thing, right? Except for these days, we have cable modems that have to be kind of set up on the cable side's network, and we have cable boxes, right? Those things that decode, so that doesn't really work. So there goes that whole theory. I was thinking we would share. Now, I have no idea. Robert, tell me what's up.
Well, close, though. NeighborNet would actually be what you get when you connect to your neighbor's wireless internet with or without his or her knowledge. So,
all right, so if my buddy Brian, so I cancel my high-speed internet bill, right? But I just siphon off of his stuff using my Wi-Fi or something.
And he don't know.
Or he does know. Maybe we make a pact, and maybe we agree to just split the bill. I mean, are those guys going to figure it out? Are they going to find out? Is that a problem? Is it illegal? Is it wrong? I don't know.
Robert checks his logs.
So when your neighbor comes over and he says, man, should I secure this network?
Don't
secure it.
No, you know what? I'm going to help you with that. You know what? Yes, we should secure that. It's good thinking, Brian. Tell you what.
Let's come up with a universal password.
You're coming to me because you're looking for advice here. Tell you what I'm going to do for you, Brian. Tell me what you want the password to be, and I'm going to tell you it needs to be at least 8 characters, alphanumeric symbols. This way we're going to be sure that any computer on there is only authorized by you. You tell me what it is. I'll set up your network for you. And then, of course, you just get on his network.
Or you just set it up and tell him what the password was.
This is a great idea. I could save whatever my 30, 40 bucks a month.
And then when he comes up to you and he says, man, the bandwidth, it's kind of slow.
Dude, they have this new high-speed, faster option.
You should upgrade.
You should do that. In fact, I feel so strongly about it. I mean, it's not going to benefit me at all, but I'm going to pitch in $5 a month towards that, dude, because that would be awesome for you. I want you to have that.
So what Robert and I do, we have the Wi-Fi signal shirts.
Yeah.
And we both walk around the neighborhood.
What's a Wi-Fi signal shirt?
It's a T-shirt with a Wi-Fi chip built into it.
What?
So that it can detect wireless networks around you. So and then when you walk around, there's a little tower on it, and then the the little rays light up as you get closer.
Whoa, there's lights on this T-shirt that light up?
Absolutely.
Okay, I've seen the shoes that my kids used to have that would light up when they would take steps. You know those greeting cards you get when you open them and they start like singing to you and mooing and. This is all bad ideas, and a Wi-Fi T-shirt's a really bad idea.
This is nerdy?
If I go Google Wi-Fi T-shirt, you're telling me this thing actually exists?
Wi-Fi T-shirt.
Wi-Fi T-shirt, the thing? Oh, my gosh. All right.
And it says it's comfortable.
So you can use this to locate the neighbor net to jump on and borrow away.
Hey, it runs for hours off 3 AAA batteries. Not bad.
It's all fun and games, so you're up on the roof trying to figure out where the wireless spot is, slip off, fall in the pool, get electrocuted.
Oh, yeah, you're up there like the Griswolds. Yeah.
I think 3 AAA batteries are not going to get you electrocuted, my friend. Anyway, NeighborNet.
NeighborNet.
If you want to get compelling stuff just like that delivered to your inbox each and every week, and actually some valuable good stuff, too. Our website, datadoctors.com. Stick in your email address where the box that says subscribe is and follow the instructions. It's so easy. It's so simple. Everyone's doing it. Even Robert did it. Was it easy, Robert?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
You get the newsletters each week?
Yes, I do. Every week.
Anything helpful you ever see in there?
All the time. I'm always learning something new. So
see, there you go. Even guys like Robert, who he knows a lot of stuff when it comes to technology. Lewis keeps saying he'll subscribe, but then he forgets.
No, I just come in and I go, so what's the subject?
Exactly. That works perfectly. Should we jump back? Oh, we shan't jump back to the phones because Pete will have, well, I don't know what he'll have, but it won't be good. It won't be pretty. He'll just cut us off in the middle of talking and throw commercials on, and that's not fun for anybody. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we got Dan, we got Tony, we got Jack, we got Darlene, we got Larry. And we got room for you, but not on the phones. datadoctors.com/radio. You can ask a question there. We'll hook you up. If it's awesome. If not, we'll try to hook you up individually. It's the Computer Corner. Robert, Brandon, Lewis, and you. Stick around. Want to save a life? Want to be a hero? Maybe want to save your data too? What? Huh? You can save a life, be a hero, and save your data? Well, sort of. Join us next week. We're going to broadcast live from United Blood Services. It's going to be our first annual Data Doctors Computer Corner KTAR United Blood Services. It's a crazy party going on. We're asking people to come out, donate blood. And for doing that, we're going to take a little bit of time and give them a free computer checkup while they're waiting out at the event. We're going to help you hopefully avoid losing your data. That's how we're going to save your data. See that? You're going to be a hero because you're going to save someone's life. It's going to be all good. If you want details, well, you need to subscribe to our newsletter. And we have an exact link to all the important stuff, what's going on, where it's happening, all that kind of good stuff in this past weekly newsletter. You can get that by going to our website, datadoctors.com. Click under the free help center and then weekly newsletter, and you'll find it there. I'll also add it in just a minute to the radio show resources. It doesn't sort of go with the topic, but it's important, so we don't care. We're just going to stick it in there. So in moments from now, datadoctors.com/radio, you'll see the link direct to more information about where, when, how, and of course, be listening next week during the broadcast. Ken will be out there donating away and hooking you up with donation of blood, and people need this, and I know it sounds like, well, yeah, man, trust me. Just get down there. Make it happen. If nothing else, help show those folks that we have listeners who care, that people who love technology love to save lives too. We can do this. It'll be awesome. All right, back to the phones. 602-277-5827. That's the number that Tony dialed when he called to ask. Tony.
Yes, I'm here.
This is where you jump in, sir. He called to ask.
I'm asking about the purchase of a laptop computer, where to buy it, and what should I be looking for? And I can tell you what I'm going to use it for.
That's where we're going to go first, is what you buy, first of all, is not nearly as important as who you buy it from. But with that being said, somebody's got to understand how you're going to use it long before they talk about what you should be buying, because otherwise they're just trying to sell you something. And you don't need or want to be sold. You need somebody who's going to understand what you need and then take your order.
That's exactly what I'm looking for, and there I don't know go. Where to go to do that.
Well, Tony, we're going to give you some guidance. So tell me what it is that you do with technology in
your life.
Actually,
what it's going to be really primarily used for certainly is to receive and send email. It'll probably have Microsoft Word in it.
Okay.
And access to the Internet. But it doesn't have to be able to download movies, have some room to receive you know, photos through an email system. But
you bet.
But nothing really super complex.
So really basic operations and things. Do you have any plans to ever get into editing, like taking home movies and editing them?
Probably not. Not in this one, no.
Okay. Any need to go and play all those crazy shoot 'em up games where
Okay. No.
I didn't think so, but I'm just checking.
Brandon's here actually pulling the pieces off the computer so we can slim it down here.
Yeah, because I got it right in front of me, Tony. And then right after the show, we're going to have a quick meetup and I'll just hook you up. No. So here we go. What you probably need, there's notebooks or laptop computers out there. Those words are sort of interchangeable.
Uh-huh.
In that world, there's a sort of subcategory, if you will, called a netbook.
Netbook.
Yes, they're the newest sort of addition out there, and they're smaller in size, lighter in weight, and lighter on the dollars,
uh-huh.
which a lot of people like. Now, yeah. what's your when you've been around for a while, and you probably
I've been
know
around a long time.
That was my guess, and not a long time. You know, you sound like a young guy to me, Tony. Probably 4 or 5 years older than me is my guess.
I think a lot more than 4 or 5.
A lot more than 4 or 5. Well, either way, Tony,
I'm 72 years old.
Yeah, you're a few more than 4 or 5, but we're close. We're going to be brothers close enough, all right?
Okay.
So, Tony, my brother, here's what we're going to do. You understand that when we take something and make it less expensive, you're giving something up for that, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So with netbook computers, what you're giving up is processing power and speed. But for a guy who wants to go online and check his email and look at a couple of websites and use Microsoft Word and things like that, any computer that's built today on the planet's going to do that job and do that job just fine for you.
But how are Tony's eyes?
So that's the big question, is these netbooks generally, they're smaller in size, which means the screen is smaller, which means things are a little bit harder to read unless you've got good eyes or good glasses to compensate or contacts or whatever have you.
How small a screen would that be?
They go as small as, well, reasonably about
eight and a half inches
or so, and then they go up to about 10 and a half.
Something larger than that.
Okay, so those things, where those netbooks, those things run price-wise between about $250 and $400.
Okay.
If you step up into a regular notebook or laptop kind of computer,
uh-huh.
those things can start somewhere around the upper end of that. I mean, a decent one, you're going to really spend $500, $600 on
yeah,
up
I
to...
I looked at on the internet at HP.
Okay.
And they had several categories there. One, it said, it probably would do everything certainly I would want for this. And it says it was like $499 or $490.
Right.
After rebate, but I don't
after
know.
Rebate. Well, you know what, Tony, if you don't mind hanging through the break, I know you've held for a little while, but I want to actually answer your question a little more thoroughly than
sure.
we have time for at the moment. I'm going to put you right back where I found you. Tony, when we come back, we're going to talk about what that $499 with rebate thing means and where that price starts and ends, because that's not it. And they haven't told you a couple of the... found you. Tony, when we come back, we're going to talk about what that $499 with rebate thing means and where that price starts and ends, because that's not it. And they haven't told you a couple of the dirty secrets that we're going to talk about. So those things are important. We're going to talk about those. Stick around. That sounds a little country to me, Pete. What's this station turning into around here? What kind of show are you running, Pete? As promised before the break, if you're looking for the link to the blood drive, be a hero. Save a life. Save your data. There's the link in this week's links, datadoctors.com/radio. It was complicated to tell you it, so we thought, you know what, let's just link it up. datadoctors.com/radio. You'll see it there at the bottom. It says, told you we put a link to next week's blood drive, ... That's it. That's the one. That's what you're looking for. Before we went to break, we were talking with Tony, who's going to rejoin us now here in the conversation. We determined that Tony could pretty much take any laptop that was made on the planet, and it would accommodate his needs. But one of the things we talked about is that he needs probably a little bit larger screen size. And he was talking about a $499 laptop, after rebate, of course, that he had seen out there in the world and wondered, is that a good deal? Does that
yeah.
sum it up pretty well, Tony?
That is correct.
So the after rebate, I mean, obviously some people can deal with that whole rebate process. Some people can't. The story on rebates, they're counting on the fact that people intend to do things and never actually follow
exactly,
through.
Exactly, Exactly. So, you never send it in, and so they keep the money.
What do they say about 85% of the people don't return the rebates?
Yeah, redemption rates are like 17-20% somewhere in there. It depends now.
Where are you fellas located?
We've got locations all over the valley. So if you're looking for a Windows-based kind of thing, you can go by any Data Doctor store. They're going to take time to not only get to know your first name, Tony, and understand what your needs are, but they're going to help point you in the right direction, whether that's with us or with somebody else.
That's what I think that's what my next step should be is to come. I live in Sun City. Is there anything on the west side?
The closest thing we got to you, if you're, again, on the Windows side, would be 67th Avenue in Deer Valley.
67th and Deer Valley.
Yes, sir. You can go on our website and put in your zip code, and it'll tell you all the locations that are closest to you, like the top five. If you're interested in the Mac world, that's the other side. Then Mac Media, you've got a location up in the Arrowhead area, right?
83rd Avenue Bell.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the PC, and that's what I have. So
yeah, so if that's what you're used to,
yeah,
and that makes you comfortable, then stay on that path. That works. But those are your options up there. But I promise you go in there, they'll spend some time to get to know who you are and help you. Whether that's our solution or somebody else's, we just want to help people out and make sure.
That's good. I just don't know. I don't want to, as you say, don't go to the big box stores. I know Costco had a big, I shouldn't say the name, but they had a big HP, and I thought, I don't know if I want to buy from here.
So here's a couple things to consider, Tony, and this is for anybody listening. So this $499 laptop after rebate, so whatever the price is before rebate, after rebate, that's one part of the issue. But these laptops, when you go buy something, these days, the manufacturers have cut down their costs everywhere they possibly can, and they're not doing it generally in the quality of the hardware anymore where they used to, because that drives up the cost of their warranty side.
Yeah.
And so what they do instead is they take out things that you need. For example, most people buy a laptop partly because they want some portability. And so some battery life would be pretty nice, right?
Right.
In these cheap low-end laptops, there's a sneaky, dirty secret, which is they take and put in batteries that are very small, and this helps them in two areas. One, it cuts some costs, and two, it cuts down some weight. So they get to say, we have this super light laptop and all these cool features. Of course, they don't bother to mention that you got about 28 minutes of battery life. And so then they sell you an extended life battery on top of the purchase price of the laptop, and of course, those aren't universal, so it's one per model or manufacturer, which means they're very expensive and a lot of markup, right? That's number one place. Number two place, they've taken out something that you desperately need, which is anti-malware software. We used to call it antivirus, but today there's more than just viruses out there.
Oh, sure.
And so they package in, and they sell it like it's a feature, right? They package in usually a 30, 60, or 90-day trial of something. And actually, they've been paid by the manufacturer to put that there, because the thinking is that if it's already sort of pre-installed, in 60 days when it pops up and surprise, surprise, tells you you've got to pay to keep this thing, you're going to put in your credit card number and pay that bill as well.
Right.
So we've now added probably $200 already to the price of whatever you spent. Now, beyond that, you still have to have somebody probably help you get your data transferred, right? And so they'll sell you that as a service or as a piece of software.
This would be a brand new one, so there wouldn't be really anything. It's going to be for a friend of mine. Or okay. Actually, it's my daughter. And
your daughter is your friend too, see?
So. Yeah, well, it's kind of a stepdaughter, so yeah.
Gotcha. Well, whatever the situation is, what I started off by telling you, I believe, is the most important part about buying a computer. And that is, what you buy is not nearly as important as who you buy it from. Because who you buy it from, if they truly want to have a long-term relationship with you as a customer, of course, everybody's in business to make money, but some people are in business to make a quick buck, and some people are in business to earn lifetime customers.
Right, that's what I want to deal with.
You seek somebody out that's interested in earning you as a lifetime customer, they're going to make sure that you're taken care of, because they want to make sure you're not just taken care of today. They want to make sure that every time you have a need, you come to them. And that's who you want to do business with.
Well, that's what I want to do, and I think what I'm going to do is Monday morning I will get over there to 67th and Deer Valley.
All right, Tony. Well, we'd sure appreciate it, and whatever you do, just make sure you understand everything involved.
You bet.
And I think you're going to be in great shape.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Tony. Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
You know what I thought was interesting, because I decided I'd go to the webpage and check out the configuration that he was talking about.
Yeah.
And to the right, under configuration, it says start with base configuration, which was $499.
Right.
Then they had the recommended configuration, which was $703.99.
Okay.
And then they have the quick ship model, which is $650.
Okay.
Which says we'll ship same day. So I'm just kind of wondering how long it takes the base configuration to ship and why the recommended configuration is $203.99 more.
Right. And that was after the rebate still, right? So there was you're spending more than that up front. And
exactly.
Then if you're diligent enough to remember to send in the stuff and you follow all the directions, because that's the other part that they're counting on, is that those who do remember to do all the things that they need to do to get a rebate, that they'll miss one of the steps or won't do something by the deadline or whatever the case is. And so all these things, a lot of people simply get the thing home, plug it in, turn it on. They want to spend a few days with it before they send in all their rebate stuff, and then they sort of forget, and the box gets thrown away, and then they remember, oh gosh, I need to hurry and do that, and they go to put all their stuff together, and I needed the UPC cut off that box. Honey, when did you throw that away? Well, I threw that away on Tuesday. The trash went out on Friday, so now you want to go back down to the store and, hey, could I get that UPC cut off the box? No, I'm sorry, because the next customer is going to want that.
I did the same thing with the washer and dryer.
Then you almost go, well, I've already spent it, so the heck with it.
Yeah. It's just, it's too late now.
It's already gone.
That's what they're counting on. Be careful of rebates. The other thing is most companies these days are pretty legit. A lot of them have the ability to submit your rebates online. You can do online tracking, those kinds of things. But there are some out there that are pretty shady that they'll just forget to send you your rebate until you've complained a few times, knowing that they tell you it's 6 to 8 weeks processing and all these things. You'll forget. So you've set the stuff off. You've done all the things you needed to do. You've done it on time. You've given them everything they need. And now you've put it out of your mind. And guess what? So have they, unless you call to follow up. And if you never call, you never get your rebate.
The trick is to confuse the end user as much as possible so that they just throw up the white flag.
Right. Again, this is somebody trying to do a one-time hit. Look for somebody trying to earn your business for life. That's who you want to do business with. That's just in general, whether you're buying a car, a refrigerator, or anything. Find somebody, some place that you feel comfortable that, you know what? They want to earn my business forever. That's who you want to do business with in life.
Well, and there's something to be said about buying local and supporting the community.
That'd be cool, too. Back to the phones? We got time.
We do.
We're doing awesome. No, nobody's really calling about this home theater PC thing. I wasn't sure if this would be a good topic or not. We need your suggestions. If you would hook us up with those.
I think it's a visual topic.
Datadoctors.com/radio. There's a make a suggestion link. Feel free to use that. We'll take your suggestions. We'll use them. We'll give you credit for it. What could be easier? Jack!
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you, sir?
Let me just get you a speakerphone. There we go. I have a recording studio at home.
Yes, sir.
And I use a couple different ways, and believe it or not, I use a mini disc units because I perform also. So I use mini disc because I can change things around. My question is, right now I'm using a Creative outboard piece of hardware that enables me to download music into the Creative unit, which I love, and then through USB cables into the computer, and then I can download. I use a iTouch for backup songs when I'm performing. In case something glitches, I can go to that and I have all my songs.
So this Creative box is just inputs and outputs so you can get your audio into your computer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm with you. And by the way, 2 weeks ago, we did a show on this exact topic. So when we're done talking or anybody else listening, you can go to our audio archives, datadoctors.com/radio. Just click where it says previous shows. You can listen to the show in its entirety and see all the links.
Oh, great.
Go ahead, Jack.
What I need is I'm using the Creative Waveform, which I have to use because when I'm doing I do audio commercials as well. And when I'm doing, sometimes there's a little hiccup or something, and I can edit that out and everything's fine. So I need a software, maybe new software, because I know this is like 7 years old, the hardware, something that has waveform editing.
Yep.
And I need to be able to do that. Also, I need something that has a tool to speed up. You guys are in the radio business, so, or at least you know the radio business. Sometimes what I get is a song, and I'm adding words to it that the producer sends me, and he says, make a 30-second spot out of this, and it's 33 seconds.
Right. You need to just trim it up a little bit, not by cutting words, but by speeding up the sound just a touch.
Exactly. And I'm looking for new software. I'm running a Windows XP.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things. Actually, this was exactly the show we did 2 weeks ago. There's two different pieces of software that are low cost, or actually, I think, free, that run on the PC that you already have. Mm-hmm. And one's called Gold Wave. It's a product that I'm real familiar with. I use it to... This show right now is being recorded on my PC back at my office mm-hmm. with Gold Wave. And I can take that piece of software, and in the same piece of software, I can edit out commercials. I could cut out the hiccups like you were talking about. I could adjust volume, all those kinds of things, and save the entire thing in a bunch of different formats, including the format we use, which is MP3. And it's really simple to use. So Gold Wave is one option. Another is Audacity.
Okay, can you commercially buy Audacity? Because I downloaded a pre just to see what it was like, and I could only get one channel. I downloaded it 5 times, and it still would only give me one channel.
You know, I don't know for sure if you can. There's a couple of other, if you're looking for stuff that's a little bit more high-end and professional, there's a couple others we had as our recommendations. Again, I'm going to send you right back in time to our website, datadoctors.com/radio. Click where it says previous show, or actually all shows, and go back 2 weeks in time. You're going to find the show I'm talking about. We got links to at least half dozen different pieces of software, and I'm sure at least one of those is going to be exactly what you're looking for, Jack. So we got to take a quick time out here. When we come back, more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner back right after this. Just in case you missed any part of the show and you want to know about home theater PCs, Media Center, hooking your PC up to your TV, to your stereo, it's all good stuff. We've got lots of links, lots of resources, and good information available for you at datadoctors.com/radio. We also want to remind you, next weekend, during this broadcast, and in fact for all of the morning up until as well, KTAR, Data Doctors, United Blood Services teaming up to help find the hero in you with a blood drive. We've got information and resources posted at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. And we're going to hand the information off to Dr. Sam so he can talk about it during his show if he's interested. And I'm sure you'll hear information and things throughout the week here on KTAR. So keep it tuned and make a date. Make a date to go donate blood. And hook up somebody with some life, and you're gonna get a cool KTAR T-shirt. We're gonna check out your computer and make sure it's working well for you. If you want, just for you coming down to donate, we're gonna enter people to win in a drawing to win a something we call a Data Vault. It's a data pack backup prevention device. Lewis was just talking about maybe he can get some guys out there to check out Macs if you have Mac problems and issues, whatever it is. However, we can combine what we do to help what United Blood Services does get people. To give something that you just can't buy. And we want to do it. So anyway, make sure you make a date for that. If you need more information, again, we've got a link right at our site, datadoctors.com/radio. Look under this week's links. You'll see it. It's right there for you. Back to the phones and see if we can help a few more people out. We've got Dan, who has been hanging on for so long. I can't even imagine how Dan's ear has survived this long. Dan, thanks for being patient and thanks for hanging out for us. How can we help you, sir?
You're welcome. Since the beginning of the show, I changed my... I didn't know you were talking about home entertainment, so the question I have is regarding home entertainment.
Okay.
It was email. Maybe you can answer both of them. My home entertainment is I have a laptop and a desktop. The desktop is hooked to my TV, and I see everything on my TV. My laptop, I have downloaded Anthony Parks, Watch Now through Netflix. That puts it on the Windows Media Player or Media Center.
Yes, sir.
And everything works fine. But when I go to my desktop and go to load it in my desktop to throw it on my TV, to use it on my TV, all I get is flickering, constant flickering, and it doesn't, it won't load.
Hmm. Stuff that you download from places like this a lot of times have what's called digital rights management, so it's made so you can only play it on the device you downloaded it on. If you have Media Center software running on both, you can turn on something called Media Center Extender, I believe it's called, where it basically allows you to use content on another PC. So you can use the content off of your laptop on your desktop, or you could plug your laptop right into your TV and go that way too.
Yeah, I may try that because on my laptop it works fine, but my desktop, but they're both wireless. Would that matter?
Probably shouldn't. I mean, what would happen there is if there was an issue with signal degradation or something like that, you would see the video start, it would get a little ways in, and then it would kind of stop, buffer for a little bit, and then go some more and that kind of thing. But that doesn't sound like that's the issue at all.
All right.
Okay.
I can handle that. I have one other quickie.
Tell you what, Dan, you hear that music in the background?
Yeah, I know. I hear it.
So if you don't mind hanging on, in 2 minutes, I'm going to pick you up. So we can clear out the studio, make room for Dr. Sam Benjamin, because he's an important man. He's got an important show to do. You know how important he is? You know who he thinks he is? He's Dr. Sam Benjamin. That's who he is. So Dan, Darlene, Larry, you three, you sit tight. We're going to give you one-on-one attention off the air. Again, if you miss any part of the show, where do they go, Robert?
They go to datadoctors.com/radio.
Great. Thank you, sir. Mr. Lewis, as always.
Thank you for having me. And if you want to check out any of our Mac stuff, www.macmediainc.com.
Until next time, remember, if you don't need it, don't install it. We'll see you next week at the Blood Drive.